Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Y-Pod, where we highlight everyday Wyoming leaders. This episode features a conversation with Joe Schaefer, president of Laramie County Community College. We talk about a variety of things, including the time frame of change, why people come to Wyoming and why they stay, and the amazing personal nature of Wyoming. Hope you enjoy listening as much as we enjoyed recording it. Here we go with Joe Schaefer.
My name is Joe Schaefer. I'm the president of Laramie County Community College.
We were talking a wide variety of things before we started to record, but one of them was the pathway that you followed might not have been the one that you thought you were on the road for. If you could tell us a little bit about your pathway to get here, how did you end up in your role?
Yeah, it's funny. I come from a family of educators, and I never wanted to be an educator. Never thought that I would be in education. I had the illusions of being in the outdoors and working with wildlife and those types of things. And that's really what brought me out west. I grew up in Minnesota and ended up transferring out to Missoula, Montana, the University of Montana, and earned degrees in wildlife biology and wildland recreation management, and really fell in love with the beauty, the bigness of the western United States, the mountains, and as an avid outdoorsman, the opportunity to fish and chase animals and hike and do all those great things. And so I fell in love with the West and was glad to make that move. But I learned when I graduated from college that, well, people tell you do something you're going to love, and I still believe in that. They need to put and something you can find a job in. And so my first job out of college was really working with a local nonprofit, a YMCA, where I got my first connection of working with at-risk populations and different community organizations. And I really fell in love with the opportunity to work with people. And that led me to a master's degree, which led me to my first formal post in higher education, which was doing outreach and working with these groups on either life enrichment or workforce development and all that great stuff. And just fell in love with the community college mission, the opportunity to work with people that could see immediate benefit, the diversity of things and the diversity of people that we engage with. And I think the thing that was most rewarding to me, like where I started with at-risk youth, was really providing an opportunity for people who are probably the least likely to access a way to better themselves, education, but the most likely to benefit and change our society. And so the community college mission environment was just absolutely fantastic. And so I spent 10 years working for a small community college in Montana, and just was fortunate to be able to move up in my ranks there when the opportunity in Cheyenne, Laramie County Community College, came open. The college had been going through some challenging times, and I think they were looking for somebody to help them out of that. I was a relatively young leader and knew that somebody would have to take a risk on me if I wanted to access a presidency. And so they needed to take a risk. I needed to take a risk, and it just became a great opportunity for us to come to Cheyenne, come to Wyoming, and come to Laramie County Community College. And it's hard to believe that was over 8 years ago now.
8 years in the position, there are probably a lot of things that are very similar from when you started to now. There are probably also some good lessons you've learned in the last 8 years. Does anything come to mind that different about the way you think about things now than when you came into the position?
People in Montana often said that I was optimistically impatient. And one of the things I've learned is that it takes time to make deep, substantial change. And I would say when I started, I kept thinking in much shorter time frames, and that this change can happen quickly and that you can get it done and we need to move and there needs to be progress. And I've just realized that change is much more of a deep long-term investment if you want to do it right. And so, a decade in this type of effort, this type of change is really a short time frame, but that's what it takes. And fortunately, I don't think many people think that way anymore. They think sort of, I want it right now, I want it done right now. And yet those relationships take a long time. So I may have been more optimistically impatient or exuberant early on. I've learned to temper that some. If you chatted with folks around campus, they might disagree, but I have learned that lesson.
Well, the reality of what they see versus what's in your head
Indeed, indeed. And part of that, you know, that's a good lesson too, is where you want to go can only be matched with the willingness and the ability for people to go there. And so you have to keep that vision in your head sometimes, knowing that you may not get to it for a year or 2 years or even 5 years, but gauge where people are willing and ready to actually move. Push where we need to, but also make sure that we don't push too hard or too far when folks aren't really able to do that.
How do you gauge if you have this goal that you're shooting for in your head and you've got this optimistic impatience, and then you're dealing with so many different factors inside the college and outside the college in the community, in the world in general? There are factors out of your control. How do you gauge if you're where you need to be on schedule, even knowing that inside you're probably always going to want to push a little faster than...
So I would say I look for opportunity, and really... My gauge is to find ways to capitalize on an opportunity. In education, we call it the teachable moment, right? Grasp that moment. But you have to plant seeds along that way. And so it's easy to capitalize on those opportunities. And you get a pretty good sense on where people are at. And as you see those opportunities around whatever it is you're working on start to present themselves more frequently, you get a sense that you're ready maybe for now that push. How do you push that way with it? And what I love about Wyoming is people will tell you when you're pushing too far or too fast. You know, they're one of our core values is authenticity. Wyoming people are authentic. And so you know, even somebody who's a little bit blunt in their approach like I am, I suppose I have people are willing to say, hey, let's slow down. Let's take a look at that. And so it's a dance. But for me, it's planting those seeds and really looking for that opportunity. When it presents itself, you grab onto it and hope that you've cultivated the field appropriately.
Given all the changes that are happening around campus, and in case people who are listening haven't been on campus recently, it's remarkable to see what's happening and to envision what it's going to turn into. Your decisions, your investments, they play out on a pretty public field. How do you know when it's time to swing big? How do you know when it's time to really jump in on something?
We've had so many major changes on campus, and I think for the most part they've been really well received and maybe long overdue in some cases with that. And we've strategically placed them and prioritized them in many ways. And so we knew early on, especially when I started, that there was an opportunity for change and for something different. I think from where the college was at and where the trustees and the community wanted it to go, it gave that opportunity during the, you know, quote-unquote honeymoon phase to set a real, real bold agenda. And so that was where we started, is let's set that vision of where we want to go. And of course, it shows up in our strategic plan, our campus master plan for facilities, our academic planning, and those types of things. But we sort of set that vision. People were excited. It was new. And it was, wow, we can get there, became sort of the feel, which allowed us to address the, oh my God, how are we going to get there, when the work came up, because we had all sort of bought into and saw that and got excited about the future, the next generation of LCCC. And then honestly, from there, it's just been hard work. I'd love to say that some of the change on campus has come easy, but every single thing, it seems like there is a wall, a barrier. We even chuckle around campus that we just like one project, one initiative, just to work out as planned. But there's a conviction in Wyoming and a conviction here in when we set our minds to something, we're incredibly stubborn about deviating away from that. And to be able to capitalize that on campus has helped us move through just amazing things. You know, you see the $150 million of capital improvements on campus that has helped do it. But in those buildings and underneath all that, there is so many things that are happening at the campus. And it's just building off of that vision, that opportunity to sort of chart a new path and getting everybody involved.
With all of the major initiatives you're embarked on, as well as some of those smaller ones, we talked a bit about why you're doing those, the game plan, so to speak, in terms of who you're crafting it for, the student mindset, or maybe the educational landscape that we all find ourselves in now, not only in Wyoming, but just in the world in general. If you could speak a little bit to your perspective on what kind of world are you living in from an educational perspective?
Sure, sure. So one of the things I really love about higher education specifically is you get an opportunity to change and lead in ways that many occupations just don't. So for us, a lot of the reward is working with individual students. And, you know, we say our mission here is to transform student lives through inspired learning. And we get that opportunity to do that. But education, as you likely know, is now becoming sort of one of the pivotal points in developing the future workforce and creating economic diversity and opportunity for that and creating culture, community, quality of life, all of those pieces. And so education, higher education specifically, sort of sits as one of the best catalysts, one of the best resources that we can leverage to do all those things, from giving a student off the street a new opportunity to really shaping the economic or social future of a state. And I think Wyoming's at that point right now where we sort of are at that crossroads, you know, and it's not just what we're feeling because of the downturn in coal and the energy sector and, you know, the wonderful industry that's given us so much in the past is likely not to ever be that way again. That's part of it. But we've got major demographic shifts that I think we have to stop and take a look and really understand what's going to happen. Wyoming has become a wonderful place to retire in many, many areas. With that, we've tended to attract a aging population of folks who generally are, I don't mean this in a bad way, but they like status quo. They're generally conservative in their thinking and they want that. The challenge we have is the generation that will eventually provide the leadership, the structure, the services, and all of that that will support that generation have a different thought, and we're losing them. So at LCCC, especially in the capital city here in Cheyenne, we have the opportunity to start being more of an active player in addressing some of that. So we certainly recognize and love our conservative values. We do a lot of things to serve the retired population and want to do that. Our healthcare programming, I think, is probably some of the best in the Rocky Mountain West. But we also know that we can leverage what we offer as a way to bring and grow and build that new workforce, that next generation of Wyoming citizenry. But one of the best values in Wyoming, and really one of its best value propositions for people, is its higher education. We're affordable, high quality, high touch, the wonderful environment. The facilities are top notch. And so one of the things we believe strongly in is we have to leverage that to bring young people to Wyoming, educate them, and then get them connected so they fall in love with Wyoming and ultimately stay in Wyoming. And that's really one of our primary strategies at this point, is to capitalize on some of the growth around us. You know, pick those folks that we think are going to fit and love Wyoming, get them here, not only develop them so they're a strong contributing member to the workforce, but then get them to stay and get them to be engaged. And I think that's Wyoming's future. We simply have to look at that and think about that more purposefully. And so between our programming, our facilities, our outreach, our messaging, it's really all about how we can help the state start to build its citizenry that's going to take us into the future.
Many of us who have lived in Wyoming for a while, I think we focus on things like the wind blows, it's cold. We focus on some of the more negative aspects, but what I hear in what you're saying is the idea that there are many things about Wyoming that folks from around the country or maybe even around the world would find incredibly appealing. What do you find draws people to Wyoming? Because you're looking for the traits or values that might resonate with them. What might you have noticed that draws people to come to Wyoming as opposed to anywhere else they could go?
It's interesting. I think historically, there's no doubt that one of the things that drew people to Wyoming, especially if they weren't from here or didn't have family ties, was the opportunity because of the energy industry. And we were successful with that. And then people came and they discovered what a lot of us love about it, the wide open spaces, the opportunity to live in the outdoors, relative autonomy, yet deep connections. And we need to think now about, if that industry is going to be challenged, how do we get new generations here? But it is funny, the people that end up here, not across the board, but a lot of them, we've interacted with them, and you ask them, they came, why did they stay? Why did they think this? Because you talk to a lot of them, they say, we came 20 years ago, never thought we'd stay, and here we are. What I will tell you is that probably the most powerful thing Wyoming offers are those deep networks and relationships with people. The people here simply get in your blood. They really do. And so once you break into that culture, into that community, it's amazing how you forget about the things we may think of negatively. The wind is certainly one of those things, because the people just make you feel so welcome, so connected, and so much a part of something that has meaning. And that's really what we're trying to do with our students. So we'll bring students every fall. We'll bring, you know, 300 and some on campus. And the first thing we do is we get them on buses and they go meet people and they see people. And it's amazing that connection, I think, is one of the most appealing things about being in Wyoming. Certainly, we have great autonomy, great flexibility, opportunity to make change on a small scale. You know, the ability for somebody to move here and actually be a significant feature in the cultural landscape, in the change, the leadership opportunity. It's just, you just can't find that when you get lost in a sea of people in major metropolitan areas and things like that. And so if you want to make change, you want to have meaning, Wyoming offers something that I don't think there's many places in this country that do.
And the people who are going to be most rewarded by that or find it most fulfilling, it sounds like, are the ones that you're after.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, we recognize that some people will love Wyoming and other peoples won't, other individuals won't. We're trying to find those folks that want to come here and they want to make a difference. They want to feel connected. They want to feel engaged. And it's great to watch young people come and find those connections and then end up staying. And even people we sometimes won't even think about that. I'll tell you, I was saying earlier, I've got these stories of students that have met that. You know, we have one student who came from Hawaii because of our surgical technology program, and through the clinical rotations fell in love with Wyoming and is now working in Laramie as a surge tech. You love it. I've got two gentlemen who came from Oregon, and they came here in part to explore and do things, but really wanted to come and enroll in our automotive technology programs, who are now working as automotive techs in Riverton. Now, they did, and I say this in all disclosure, they met Wyoming gals that they got connected to, but that's part of that relationship. We've got a dental hygienist in Wheatland who came from South Dakota, and the stories go on and on that there are those people that come here and not only achieve their educational goals, but then fall in love with our state so much that they want to stay. And we have to be willing to embrace that, because those are the folks that are going to clean our teeth, fix our cars, take care of us down the road, and we want them here, and we need them here.
The idea of relationships must mean so many different things to you, because you have so many different stakeholders. You have people who work for you. You have people that you report to in boards and different community stakeholders. You have different people you're interacting with in order to get things done in the community, because you need partners and you need people working with you to create the lift. How do you think about that idea of relationships and communities?
So I would say, especially in Wyoming, everything is personal. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean that that's what we value first and foremost. Very rarely do I find a lot of success in just saying, hey, it's just business. Let's just talk about the business. You just can't simply do that here. And I think that's one of the things that's also wonderful, but also a challenge for somebody who wants to come in and they're just going to say, we're just going to get this done. Nothing personal. We're just going to go through. Everything's personal here because we value so deeply about that. And so every interaction, every connection, every partnership, all of those things, you have to be thinking and oriented to what your partner, what those other individuals are thinking about, what they're wanting, how they're going to respond to the way you ask for something or present something or do something, and call it emotional intelligence. 20 years ago, I would have said that was a bunch of baloney. Now I say that's really what makes the difference, is your ability to be aware of your situation and understand what the relationship gives you. And so, you know, certainly in Wyoming, and I think this holds true in many places, but in Wyoming and in education, developing those relationships, understanding why they're different because of who you're working with, and making sure you've put that time in there before you start getting into the business aspect of it is so very, very important. And so you have to be willing to just get out there and engage and have developed those relationships in Wyoming. And I think it's been incredibly important. It's also one of the things that I think is so rewarding, is the opportunity to have business relationships and partnerships, educational relationships and partnerships, the social, the philanthropic, the students. You know, you get to work with all these different stakeholders, but you have to go at it with, I want to have a positive relationship with these individuals. I want that relationship to last. And when I feel good about those two things, then we can talk about, now what do we want to do? What's the business at hand? The people that do it backwards just struggle here, it just seems like. And so we've really tried to focus on that. I've really tried to focus on that investment up front.
Hearing people talk about you when you're not in the room, it's clearly paid off.
Oh, that's too nice. Thank you.
It is the reputation that precedes you.
Thank you.
The last question I have for you, maybe the most difficult question for you. When you think about all the different things that you're excited about either your position, LCCC, Wyoming in general, if you had to pick one thing that you're excited about.
I'll maybe just share with where we started from. I'm excited about the opportunity. Many people would look at it as challenge, and we have lots of challenges ahead of us. But I think Wyoming right now, the college, Cheyenne, our area, I think, has an opportunity. We have to have the guts, if you will, to take some risks to capitalize on that opportunity. But as we look at the challenges that this nation's facing, this region's facing, whether they're economic, whether they're social, of all the places in the United States of America that actually could capitalize on a new future, it's Wyoming. We're connected. We still have strong resources. We're small enough, nimble enough that we could really chart our own future. And I think we're stubborn enough to do it. So as I think about the next generation of higher education in the community college, the next generation of workforce economy, job creation, the next generation really of society and culture, Wyoming's got all the pieces to do it. And that's what I'm excited about. And it's why I choose to live and work here, because that opportunity is before us. We just got to have the guts to go out and do it. For me, that's probably the thing I'm most excited about.
You give me goosebumps, Jim.
Thanks for doing
what you do.
Yeah, well, thank you for recognizing it and even giving the opportunity to tell a little bit about what we do and why we do it.